Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hey, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about some ways to stretch the chlorine in your pool. And this, of course, will allow you to use less chlorine. And if the chlorine lasts longer in the pool, of course, it's going to be more effective and it'll prevent algae from growing. So there's a lot of reasons why you want the chlorine to be very stabilized in your pool. Pool Service Pro. Open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. It's kind of interesting that we used to call pool conditioner or cyanuric acid stabilizer back in the day. And I think the name really signifies what everyone's trying to do with using chlorine in their pool, and that is to make it more stable. And the cyanuric acid, of course, is an element that helps protect the chlorine from being burned off by the sun's UV rays. If you did pool service back in the 60s, which probably no one listening did pool service back in the 60s and 50s, you would have to go to the pool every day, the commercial pool, because there was no cyanuric acid or stabilizer, and the chlorine would burn off within a few hours. It probably wasn't the safest time or decade or, I guess, era to be using swimming pools. Now, I think, is the safest era that you could ever think of to have a pool, because there are so many ways to sanitize the pool and also make the sanitizer last longer in the pool. And I think with the high cost of chlorine, you would want to make the chlorine you're using the most effective, and you would want to make it last as long as possible. Now, what causes chlorine degradation, or how do you lose free chlorine in the pool? There are many ways the chlorine kind of dissipates. Time, of course, is sort of a factor, but I don't think time itself is the main factor. Time and the environment combined would be a more appropriate factor. For example, if you're in the dead of winter and you have your pool at 3 parts per million and the water temperature is at 50 degrees or 40 degrees, the chlorine is going to be very stable in there. Besides that, the UV index is really low in the winter. The sun is not as powerful in the wintertime. Even in the peak sunny days here in California, the sun is kind of muted still. You know, the air temperature is in the 70s, and you don't really feel the sun burning you like it does in the summertime. And I think the time with the environment being in the summer, hot weather, hot water, higher UV index, the chlorine lasts a lot less in those situations than in the winter. So you can't say that time is a factor by itself. It's time and the environment or weather at that moment. So in the summertime, Bob Lowry states that you would lose about 1 part per million of free chlorine in the pool per day. So if you started off Monday at 5 parts per million and didn't add any more chlorine, let's say you're using liquid chlorine, you raise it to 5 parts per million. And let's just say, for sake of argument, the cyanuric acid level is at 50 parts per million, which means that it'll protect your free chlorine up to 5 parts per million. So by Friday, you'll be down to 1 part per million if you don't add any chlorine during the week. And that's why with liquid chlorine, you're going to have to add chlorine weekly, bi-weekly, and sometimes daily, depending on what area you actually are in and how big your pool is. Liquid chlorine feeders, Hasa makes a really good one. They have Rolachem that you can use, and Pentair also has a chlorine feeder. All of these will aid in adding the liquid chlorine to your pool during the week, because liquid chlorine does not have any cyanuric acid or stabilizer. You'll have to add it to the pool, and it's protected by whatever cyanuric acid is in the water currently. So I think you have to factor in the weather and time. That's number one. The second reason why chlorine is used up is, of course, by pool use. If you have a pool party, or if you just have 2 or 3 people in the pool, the chlorine is going to be used up as a disinfectant. And then things like suntan lotion, sweat, anything that gets in the pool will also use up the disinfectant in the water. And of course, algae is the other reason why chlorine is used up rapidly. Now, the funny thing about algae is that it's something that we don't necessarily think of using up chlorine, or at least a lot of us don't really look at it that way. But algae does use up a lot of chlorine in the pool because the chlorine is trying to fight the algae. The algae may be growing. If you have a small amount in a deep end, it may start to expand. And the chlorine can't overcome that unless you raise the parts per million to a certain level. And of course, brush the algae. Now, chlorine by itself can kill algae, no problem. But an algicide sometimes is handy because it helps accelerate the kill factor, the kill time. And it also helps preserve the chlorine in some cases, except for sodium bromide, which actually destroys the free chlorine level in the pool. But a lot of pool pros still use sodium bromide. We just add liquid chlorine or Cal Hypo to the pool to raise the chlorine level up so that not all the chlorine is destroyed by the sodium bromide. I guess destroyed is probably not the correct scientific term to use for it, but I think you get the idea that certain algicides will have an effect on the chlorine. And the only one that I know of that affects the chlorine negatively would be the sodium bromide. Copper does not affect the chlorine, nor does the polyquat 60. And of course, anything like the Pool RX or Nature 2 system does not affect the chlorine or destroy the chlorine or lower the chlorine level in the pool. Other things that will lower the chlorine level in the pool, believe it or not, are some of the scale products, some of the metal stain removing products, and some of the sequestering agents, and vitamin C or ascorbic acid will also destroy the chlorine level in the pool. So be aware of that. If you're using those kind of products, the chlorine level may be affected by the use of those products. So you could have a product that's lowering the chlorine in the pool, the ones I mentioned there. You could have, of course, algae lowering the chlorine level. You can have pool use. You can have weather with the UV index. Those are the main things that can cause problems with the pool maintaining chlorine. One factor that you don't think about often either is the pool's filtration. And this could negatively affect the chlorine level in the pool, especially if you have a D filter and it's compromised, there's torn grids or cracked manifold or D's getting back into the pool. You'll be surprised of how much chlorine is not being maintained when the pool filter is not operating correctly. You may have a cartridge filter where the cartridges are really dirty or really old. This also is a factor, and this also interferes with, of course, the cleanliness of the pool, as well as how well the chlorine is distributed in the water. Or you have a sand filter that's not running properly. This will also affect the chlorine distribution in the pool. To take it a step further, the runtime is also a factor in how the chlorine is maintained in the pool. If you don't run your pool long enough, the chlorine is not going to be maintained in the pool at a suitable level, and it's not going to be circulated at a suitable level. So that's also a factor. So filtration, how long you run your pool, and all the other elements I mentioned earlier. And then you have some outliers like nitrates in the water, high phosphate levels, things like that, iron in the water, things that are kind of outlier problems that can cause the chlorine level to dissipate rapidly in the pool. Now, I don't want to brush off phosphates as, you know, a serious outlier, but it is something that has in recent years become more and more of a problem. If you get a time machine and go back to like the early 2000s and go into a supplier, no one's talking about phosphates. In fact, no one even has them on their radar. Then maybe jump back in there and go to 2010. And there's a few people talking about phosphates and the problems they're having. But most of the pool pros are unbelievers still. We don't really buy into that. And then you get back in there and come to present day. And phosphates are definitely a real problem. But the reason why I put it out there in the outlier categories is not something that you would want to look at first. The first items that I addressed there are the ones you want to focus on. And then you would move into the other categories that may be causing the chlorine to be lost in the pool. So now that you know why the chlorine kind of dissipates in the water and it disappears, you know, again, not a very scientific way of saying it, but the level drops in the pool. And it's one of those things where it's unavoidable in most cases, except when the temperature in the water and the outdoor temperature is really cold, the chlorine seems to be a lot more stable in the water. And I guess pH does affect the chlorine level in some degree, because the higher the pH, the slower the kill factor of the chlorine. Although there's some debate still with some of the Arenda information on the actual kill factor reduction with a higher pH in the pool. I kind of left that out on purpose because it's something that's still being discussed, I think, in the industry. But back, of course, if you go back again into the early 2000s, the pH was the main kind of culprit of the chlorine being ineffective. But we found out there's a lot more other reasons why the chlorine is not effective in the pool besides having high pH. I would say that having high cyanuric acid levels is more of a problem than having high pH. And it's been pretty much proven that cyanuric acid levels over 100 parts per million are detrimental to the chlorine being maintained in the pool at a certain level, because the high cyanuric acid level makes the chlorine less effective in the pool. Now, that's a lot to chew on right now to think about it, but I'll give you some ways that you can stretch the chlorine in your pool. The first way is to have a proper cyanuric acid level in the pool, and that's anywhere from 50 parts per million all the way up to 80 parts per million. And I find that if you have your cyanuric acid level at least under 100 parts per million, but over 50 parts per million, you're probably in the sweet spot where the chlorine is going to be protected and it's not going to really interfere with the chlorine's effectiveness. Now, when you start creeping up to 150, 200 parts per million, you're going to notice a big effect on your pool water. And this is when you kind of hear terms like chlorine lock or algae resistant chlorine thrown out there, which are also kind of unscientific terms. Basically, you don't really have chlorine lock, and there's really no algae resistant algae that's resistant to chlorine, but the chlorine can be less effective depending on some factors in the water like high phosphates or high cyanuric acid in the pool. So one thing that you want to do, of course, is to find out why your chlorine is leaving your pool. And is it leaving it more rapidly than it's supposed to? And then you can address some ways to stretch it out. Number one, the correct cyanuric acid level would be the first thing to look at. And then you would want to maybe delve into the realm of enhancers. This is something that really took off and exploded after 2020 when the price of chlorine dramatically increased, somewhere up to 200% for a period of time. And it's one of those things where the enhancers prove their worth and prove their costs, because before getting a PoolRx or using phosphate and enzymes or even adding borates to 50 parts per million was expensive compared to just adding a pound of CalHypo, which was about $1.50 a pound back then, or adding a gallon of liquid chlorine, which is under a dollar in some places. It wasn't really a big deal to add chlorine to the pool to boost it up. There was no need to really spend money on enhancers at any significant level because chlorine was cheaper still, dollar for dollar, than investing in an enhancer. If you bought a PoolRx for $50, it wouldn't pay itself off during the season if chlorine's a dollar a gallon. But now, since of course liquid chlorine is more like $5 or $6 a gallon, some places more, some places less, and CalHypo is anywhere from $250 to $600 for a 50-pound bucket, it kind of pays to have an enhancer in the water to help stretch out that chlorine. How do the enhancers work? Well, they work in various different ways, but one thing that they do is they kind of come alongside the chlorine as a partner and eliminate some things that lower the chlorine level in the pool. For example, PoolRx and borates and phosphate removers. Phosphate removers will reduce the food source, one food source for algae, thereby reducing, you know, the algae bloom. The other thing with PoolRx type things like the Nature 2 and PoolRx and Blu-ray XL is that the mineral systems or the minerals in there destroy algae and microalgae as well, freeing chlorine up to be more effective doing other things instead of being consumed by the algae or being used up trying to fight the algae. And then enzymes help eliminate the inorganics in the pool that help the chlorine become more effective. So all of these things, of course, help the chlorine be more effective. And I would say that the enhancers are more like partner chemicals for chlorine. It makes the chlorine last longer because they help kind of fight alongside him. I guess it's like Batman and Robin. If you're a comic book fan, Robin always kind of came in at the right moment to help him out. And that's kind of how it is with the enhancers. They come in at the right moment to help out the hero of the pool, which is chlorine, and make it more effective. Some other ways you can make the chlorine last longer in the pool, of course, is to get one of the solar covers, or if you have an automatic cover to keep the pool covered. I don't really like the solar covers because they're pretty ugly and they collect a lot of dirt and grime on top. And, you know, you get a pool so you can look at it and see the beautiful blue water back there. But if you have a solar blanket covering it, it kind of defeats the purpose of the visual beauty of your backyard pool. But the solar blanket will, in fact, protect the chlorine in the pool from the sun's UV rays. It's kind of logical that if the water is covered, that the UV rays aren't going to penetrate into the pool water and destroy the chlorine level. So you'll find a lot of times that pools with a cover, the chlorine level stays elevated or stays, it holds really well in those pools versus a pool that's uncovered. And I find that the longer you run your pool, the more effective the chlorine is because you're circulating the water more. And also that circulation helps keep algae from forming. But one really key thing you can do to your pool to really help it out is to brush the pool weekly or maybe twice a week. You can brush the pool down because really algae has nowhere to stick if you brush it and you brush the pool regularly. Little things like that. If you have an automatic cleaner that can clean the walls of the pool, that's also a bonus. But keeping the pool clean is something you can do to reduce some of the algae growth that may happen in the pool and use up the chlorine. And then, of course, heavy use of the pool. You can maybe add some chlorine before the pool is being used, and you can use maybe a non-chlorine shock in the pool, the potassium sulfate to help with the chlorine or help with the fact that the chlorine is going to be used up by the high bather load. So those are also things you can do to help with that. But the bottom line is chlorine is going to kind of dissipate in your pool for a number of reasons that I mentioned. And the enhancers are a great way to help the chlorine stay in the pool longer and save you money because chlorine is much more expensive than it was 4 years ago. And I don't think it's going to get cheaper anytime soon. And the enhancers are a great way to stretch the chlorine in your pool. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Click on the banner there with the podcast icon, and there'll be over 1,300 podcasts you can listen to. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.